every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
Just about 2%
carbon agenda.
Oh, the business. It's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Welcome to this week's 7 days. In a few moments, the latest on the new Key to Gatwick air route and also reaction to the autumn statement. The first news headlines with Matthew Clark.
Specialist self-catering holiday lettings company Aspect Holidays has acquired West Cornwall Cottage Holidays. Aspect, which is part of the Classic Cottages Group, will operate the business under the Aspect banner out of West Cornwall Cottage Holidays Penzance office, with all staff being retained. The Falmouth Business Improvement District has been voted in for a second five-year programme following a successful renewal ballot. 87% of voting businesses indicated their support for the bid, which will see a minimum of £600,000 invested in town projects. One of Pendennis Shipyard's founding partners is leaving the business at the end of the year to pursue other interests. David Bentley has fulfilled most roles in the company over the past 25 years, latterly being responsible for interior, technical and project management duties.
7 days.
Yes, it's been an important week for Newquay Airport, with a reprieve for the daily service to London Gatwick. Matthew Clark reports.
Flybe has announced there will be a stay of execution for its Newquay to London Gatwick route. Now, the airline was due to terminate the service from the end of next March, following the sale of its Gatwick landing slots to EasyJet, leaving the Duchy without a daily air link to the capital. Now, that threat appears to have been lifted. Niall Duffy is Director of Communications at Flybe.
We've had a long-standing partnership with Newquay Airport, who are, you know, one of our key airports here in the southwest. You know, this is a catchment area that needs aviation. This is an area that's not a case of luxury. These are necessity services if you want to do a day return to London if you're a business traveller. So very positive response from both the council and from the airport, and I'm glad to say that we can bridge that gap until October, when it's hoped that the Department for Transport will ensure that these services are sustainable year round.
Al Titrington is in charge of Newquay Airport.
These are very important services to London Gatwick, but Flybe also operate to Manchester, and they're also announcing a new service to Birmingham as well, which is very, very important in terms of being able to connect the major business centres in the UK, but also the opportunities where Flybe can then connect that passenger onto global markets, both within Europe and further afield.
The service will continue through to October the 25th, by which time it is expected that a permanent solution will have been found. It had been previously hoped that EasyJet would maintain the link itself, but it ruled out the possibility in October, saying it was not economically viable. Now, the council has since been in discussions with the Department of Transport over the possibility of the government providing a subsidy on the route between Newquay and London. Adam Painter is the Cornwall Council member with Cabinet responsibility.
The PSO route will mean that we get 4 years of a subsidised route. The government realise that this is a clearly strategic route from Cornwall into London, because the train service is over 5 hours from Cornwall to get into London. So they're saying, you know, the airport is a, you know, an excellent transport link on top of the rail and road that we currently have. So they'll guarantee that route, and they'll help subsidise it for 4 years, because currently it's not feasible to run it commercially. So that will give us 4 years guaranteed service, and it'll enable the airport to grow off the back of it.
Are you confident about this airport's future? Because the thing is that there's so few flights coming in here for this airport to make money, and you want it to make money, don't you?
Oh, we do. We want it to make money. We want it to grow. We want to make sure that people have good access, you know, not just to London, but for other routes. You know, we have EasyJet coming in, and they've had a very successful summer. They're expanding their routes next year, going to Southend and Liverpool. We're looking to add routes all the time. So, you know, we're confident that we can get Newquay sustaining itself over the next few years. And, you know, we're working hard, and we're up for the challenge.
Is the idea to get it to that position so that Cornwall can then sell off its share in it?
I think we're quite a long way away. That was initially an ambition back many years ago now. We've realised that that's not the case at the moment, but I don't think we want to really rule anything in or out at this stage. We're just very keen to make sure the airport is as efficient as possible and works hard for the people of Cornwall and is a good service.
The Department of Transport has confirmed that the route is eligible for the public service obligation, and work is now underway to issue tender documents inviting airlines to submit bids to operate the service in line with EC regulations. Chris Pomfret from the Local Enterprise Partnership is determined there should be a long-term solution.
It's a very significant step forward, having had a major step backwards. A link to a major London hub airport is essential for the business community in Cornwall, both for people who do export and also for people needing to get to London, and most particularly if we want to attract inward investment into Cornwall. And so having the continuity of this link is a very, very important step. Now, the next thing is to use this time to ensure that we then keep the link forevermore. And that's where I think the work done by the council, we all have to be very complimentary about. One, about getting Flybe to change their mind, but secondly, about getting the public service order that should ensure that we maintain this service forevermore.
Because that's been the issue, isn't it, with this airport? It's been one step forward, perhaps two steps back sometimes, hasn't it?
Well, part of the problem is that we don't have the critical mass in Cornwall that will always ensure a viable airport. Now, part of the role of having the enterprise zone here is that if you take that totality of the development of jobs on the enterprise zone because we have an airport, the totality should end up being a highly viable thing. But it is difficult trying to run an airport with only 500,000 people.
Achieving a public service obligation is a lengthy process and is not likely to be completed until next autumn. Without this latest announcement, it would have meant a short break in the service.
7 days.
Cornwall Chamber of Commerce has been reacting to the government's autumn statement. Here's the Chamber's president, Toby Parkins.
Putting the cap on business rates will actually obviously help businesses directly, but it will also allow them to plan for the future. It allows you to predict what your outgoings are going to be in terms of business rates for the next few years. That's great.
So they're capped at 2%?
Yes, that's what's proposed. And I think certainly as retail pricing Dex increases, where we're looking at 4-5% for that, that's going to be a big saving. But also the predictability, the fact is that you can write that into your cash flow business plans and forecasts for the next for the next few years. Actually, that just provides that, it takes the uncertainty out of that business planning. I think the national insurance relief on employing young people.
Under 21s.
Yes, that's right. Under 21s. That's great, actually. Obviously, it's great for getting people into employment. Of course, actually, when you employ people who are relatively young, it is a long-term investment quite often. And, they come in, they need quite a lot of support and training. But then actually in the long term, that does actually pay back. So that's actually helping encourage businesses to actually look at the longer term and perhaps invest in, really talented but inexperienced people who actually will gain experience and then become real assets for businesses. One thing I've seen which I think looks really good for both startups and certainly medium-sized enterprises or businesses that are looking to grow in terms of, one of the big problems everybody always raises is the issue of getting finance. And, we've got things like the CDIS scheme, which, people really do need to look into if they're a startup business. And there are things like the R&D tax credits and EIS already. The government have just announced this tax-free peer-to-peer lending through the sort of ISA basics, which actually I think that could be very, very useful to actually just aid, people lending money to other businesses. We've noticed even with quantitative easing, the banks are still very, very reluctant to take any risks, loaning anything to businesses. And anything that I think encourages private person-to-person lending responsibly is good. We don't want to get carried away with just, you know, crowdfunding is, you know, does have its place, but this sort of tax-free investment of ISAs, for example, I think that's the sort of thing. It's very similar to the CDIS model, where actually it's appealing to people that have, you know, they've earned, you know, they've got some good savings. They might well actually be quite experienced in business, and for an experienced business person to lend some of their, you know, some of their savings to another business, you know, you're getting a kind of a real business mentoring and potential coaching solution there, which is actually, I think that's where, you know, we can really help. And, you know, people in Cornwall, you know, work very well together. And if we can encourage more people, you know, more experienced business people to perhaps lend to other businesses, knowing that, you know, there is actually going to be a tax incentive there for them to do that, then, you know, we're actually going to benefit from free business support, in effect.
Okay, let's go through a few other things as well. I noticed that there's something about fuel as well, because a lot of businesses do still drive stuff around, and, you know, getting stuff around in Cornwall and further afield is a bit of a challenge for some businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, any kind of relief on fuel taxes is always going to be a winner. You know, that affects everybody. You know, it obviously affects distribution and the business travel side of things. But actually, even just people coming to work, you know, the number of people that, you know, don't take a job up, which they might actually be very, very suitable for, and they may add huge value to a business, but they don't take it up because actually travelling to and from work just takes so much money. So I think that's going to be a great help.
Other points, quickly?
Other points, there's going to be a startup loan scheme, which you know, not many details, but that sounds good. And the other key thing, I think, is the support for export. So finance to help businesses export. Fundamentally, Cornwall, as far as Cornwall's concerned, if we and our businesses in Cornwall can do more export, we can get more money in from outside, we can sell services, products to other parts of the world, not just other parts of the UK, then that is a huge potential for Cornwall to grow.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
So let's find out what's going on over the next 7 days with Nick Herrier.
It's the annual Hub Business Network's Christmas Drink Bash on Thursday the 12th. While tickets are free, booking is essential. Looking a little further ahead, you can explore your export potential at an event hosted by Export Cornwall at the Royal Cornwall Showground on December the 17th. And later that week, on the 19th, it's the One-Stop Ideas Shop at the Paul Innovation Centre, where you can find out about how to protect your idea and turn it into a business. For full details on these and more events, go to our website, businesscornwall.co.uk.
There's more from 7 days and the Business Cornwall team in 7 days' time.
7 days with Business Cornwall.